From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. With the 4th of July upon us, Commissioner of Agriculture Wilton Simpson and the Florida Forest Service are encouraging everyone to use caution. MorningAgClips.com reports this year alone, 1,889 wildfires have burned more than 85,000 acres throughout Florida. Simpson says, as we gather with friends and family, he's urging all Floridians to use fire and fireworks responsibly to keep our communities and our first responders safe from wildfire. Members of the House Ag Committee have formed a bipartisan ag labor working group to address ag labor shortages and other workforce issues, including reforming the H-2A visa program. In recent years, the number of foreign nationals brought in to fill temporary seasonal farm jobs has been insufficient to meet the year-round needs of livestock farmers. The National Pork Producers Council supports expanding and reforming the H-2A program. The Department of Commerce's National Telecommunications and Information Administration announced allocated funding for reliable high-speed internet. States, D.C., and territories will use the funding from the $42.45 billion Broadband Equity Access and Development Program to administer grant programs within their borders. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo says what this announcement means for people across the country is that if you don't have access to quality, affordable, high-speed internet service now, you will.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.